This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
We will hear this man calling the play-by-play. He'll be working with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry. He's our buddy, Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
How the heck are you guys?
Hey.
We are well. You can also watch Andrew and doing all of his work on his new Yahoo show, Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports. How's that going?
It's going well. You know, it's, you know, you guys know this. It's nice to work from home. It's also nice to get out of the house some days. But it's nice to work from home. We've had fun so far. Fun guests, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Aiden Hutchinson, Ryan Fitzpatrick's on the show today.
Nice. That's good news.
All right. All right, my friend. Let's assess where this team is right now. Last week, the offense, I thought, played well enough to win last week. The defense played well enough to win. But you need all three phases of the ball, as the good coach would say. And they missed out on one of those phases known as special teams. Where are we, and how do you what is your gut feeling on the team that you call play-by-play on?
I'd back up a little bit here. I would say the defense certainly played well enough to win. The offense left some plays on the field. The drop on third and then the drop on fourth down, obviously, in the second half were regrettable. And then the two picks that, look, they could have been better balls, probably a little bit. Joe would probably say that as well. But, you know, both those balls, if you get your hands on them, you should catch them. Same go for the drops on third and fourth down. I'm not calling out any of the above receivers for dropping passes and immediately losing the game. That's not what happened. But they can clean some things up offensively. They could block up the run game a little bit better. They can do a lot of things better offensively. I think they all know that. Tommy Reese is on the podium right now as we speak, saying kind of exactly those things. So, they left some plays on the field. And Andre Schmidt missed two kicks that he has to make. They're not, makeable kicks. They are, no, kicks he has to make. I'm a little surprised they didn't bring in a kicker to compete this week. No tryouts. They're sticking with Andre Schmidt, and let's, fingers crossed, hope he can make one or two or all of them, how many ever they ask him to make, in Baltimore, because you can't leave points on the board in Baltimore, period. That is an angry team, a team that I don't know what else they could do other than stop Josh Allen in the final 4 minutes of the game, which they were unable to do last week. The Browns are going into Baltimore facing a team that could and should legitimately be in Santa Clara come the first week of February.
I can't wait to see what the Browns defense does in week number two after doing a phenomenal job in week number one.
Same. That to me is, look, the Browns-Bengals probably don't get the attention that some of the other games do this week. I mean, most notably the Cowboys or the Giants, you know, two teams that lost week one. Who cares? Or certainly this game coming up tonight at Lambeau. Packers, Commanders, what a great way to start week two. But the Browns defense against what Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry did on Sunday night in Buffalo, to me, if it's not the matchup of the week, it's got to be top two or three. Browns defense was phenomenal.
Sure was.
I mean, go look at the long faces in the Bengals locker room after the game. Look, they won the game. They won the game. Go look at Joe Burrow on the podium yesterday in Cincinnati. Flatline. Their offense was handcuffed, save for that first drive. So, yeah, I want to see this matchup. Same time, that matchup's kind of scary. I mean, I was talking to Deion Dawkins of the Bills two nights ago. I'm losing track of days. Is it Thursday? It is Thursday, Tuesday yes. night. And he was talking about standing there on the sideline watching Derrick Henry run by him and just going like you're not supposed to move like that. So, I mean, tackling Derrick Henry ain't easy. I don't need to say that.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so what do they need to do this week, especially coming off a defense that like imploded last week, although it was a turnover that didn't, you know, that gave them a short field. But what are your thoughts on the Ravens themselves and knowing that Ravens defense is, I don't know what they're thinking going into this game after that fourth quarter last week against the Bills.
Kyle Van Noy said that they had a team dinner, a defense dinner, if you will, either on, I think, Monday or Tuesday night. Tuesday night would make sense, and that they all kind of, I don't know, I don't say called themselves out, but they had their little team meeting after one game. So, you know, you guys can read figure out what that means. Yeah, you guys can read into that. Marlon Humphrey said the team wasn't mature enough to finish games. You can read into that as well.
Yeah.
So they got some cleaning up to do. This is not a defense that's just going to walk in here and go, oh, it's a 40-year-old quarterback. We can relax. And go back to last year. You know, if Kyle Hamilton catches that ball from Jameis one play before Cedric Tillman catches that ball from Jameis, then the Ravens win that game. If Rashad Bateman doesn't lose a ball in the sun, then the Ravens win that game. None of those happened, and we had one of the best and most memorable moments that we could ask for when the Browns beat the Ravens last year. I would also point out that the Browns and Ravens have split the season series in six of the last seven seasons. I mean, strange but true. We could say the Ravens are the better team. 6 of 7 years, they have found a way to split. So Browns always find a way to get one of them. Why can't it be this one? But you can't make those mistakes offensively, and you got to tackle Derrick Henry. The other scary thing is as well, it's not just Derrick Henry. Like, Zay Flowers is a scary weapon, whether it's in the quick game, whether it's on the dig. Look, Lamar's going to get him the ball, and he's going to make plays.
It's pretty simple. And then you see they add a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, who isn't what he used to be but can still play.
Yeah,
I like what they did. I thought they did a nice job.
He's got that old man at the gym game, you know, where you're like, this guy's cooked. And then he's like hitting that like cheese turnaround hook on you every time. And you're like, how is this old man beating me? He may not separate, but you get the ball near him, he's going to put that alien hand up there and grab it.
I had that in racquetball many years ago, and I just thought, this is unbelievable. This guy's destroying me. Andrew Siciliano is joining us. Browns play-by-play. You'll hear him on Sunday. And, of course, you can watch inside coverage on Yahoo Sports with Andrew and friends. Describe Lamar Jackson as a quarterback now compared to maybe what he was when he came into the league.
I'll give you an anecdote. 2018, he's a rookie. Remember, he was drafted 32nd overall. They trade Joe Flacco as the quarterback. They trade back into the bottom of the first round, and they grab Lamar Jackson. I was there in training camp in Baltimore. I was working with the Rams, and the Rams did a joint practice in Baltimore. Then we played there in the preseason. And I'm standing on the field. I got pulled into a conversation. Next thing I know, I'm standing on the field with some Ravens personnel directly behind the huddle, basically. And Lamar Jackson drops to pass, and he tries to throw a ball to the sideline to his right. And as God is my witness, he like airmailed everyone on the sideline. Like just an outcut. And every ball up the seam to a tight end, he was hitting. But anything outside the numbers, he couldn't throw the ball in the Chesapeake Bay. And now he is as accurate a pocket passer as there is in the NFL. So he has changed. He has developed. He has matured. And he is now, hands down, one of the most accurate passers from the pocket. So the old trope that all he could do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It was Ron. It's garbage. If you keep him in the pocket, he will kill you. But then you see the play he made in the fourth quarter last week in Buffalo where he's about to be sacked inside the 20. He scrambles somehow for 40, and then one play later they're in the end zone. So, I mean, good luck.
Man, I just want them to get a win this week. I don't know if you've heard or caught any of the little bit of a turmoil about Browns fans upset about them deciding this week was the good week to celebrate the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I'm a fan long before I have ever worked for the team. I worked for the team for a year and 2 weeks, and it's a dream job, and I'm grateful for every single minute of it. But I've been a fan since I was a little kid. I'm 51 years old, so the scars from 95 will never heal. Period. Full stop. This is me talking, by the way, not as an employee, right, but as a fan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I'm with it. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I hope you guys don't aggregate this and make this into some huge headline. Siciliano rips Ravens. That's not what I'm doing. But the timing is bad, and I don't like it. I accept their explanation. It's the home opener. They were going to do their 30-year celebration. Do it. That's fine. I get it. That's fine. They announced this back in March. Although the initial press release did not say home opener, they say that was always the intention. I'll take them at their word. So be it. You know, the former mayor and former governor there, I get it. But, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But, hey, it's their party. It's up to the Browns to go and try to crash that party. But let's look at the ages here. Joe's 40, right? Joe Flacco's 40. When the move was announced in, what, December of that year?
November.
Joe was nine.
I said that last segment, by the way. I said
he was nine.
Exactly. That's why you can't expect the players to be all fired up about it.
Oh, well there's two ways. Like Denzel was pressed on it yesterday, and Denzel, obviously, you know, he's from Northeast Ohio. He kind of shrugs his shoulders. That's Denzel. He's not going to say anything. If you go back and watch Nathan's interview with Greg Newsom, which is on clevelandbrowns.com, Nathan brings it up at the end, and Greg kind of says, like, no, we know, we got you, Browns fans. Hmm. So there's an acknowledgement there. They're not naive to this. They can read the room. But guys, forget about that for a second. It's the Ravens. It's a division game. Okay, they don't need motivation. It's week two after you lost week one, a game that you should have won. They don't need it. But if it adds a little bit of extra edge, good. I'm all for it. But this idea that you need any more motivation for a week two game in Baltimore is absurd.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. I agree completely. And I want to go back to one thing we touched on earlier, Browns defense against the Ravens. If they can pull off something that resembles what they did against Cincinnati, Andrew, I think this season might be a little bit more productive than a lot of folks think it's going to be.
Yeah, you just got to play mistake-free football, and that's the thing. Their margin of error is not very big. The defense served notice. The defense all summer, when asked, and they were asked a thousand times, including a few times by me, I'm guilty too, about a return to the 2023 form. They always use the same lie, and that is, we know we're talented, we know we're good, but like 2023 was 2 years ago, we have to be 2025. Like, we can't focus on 2023. But that game, week one, served notice that they can and are back to that form. But it is only one game. And these two quarterbacks play a very different style of football. Derek Brown, as much as I love Derek Henry, rather, as much as I love Chase Brown, is a very different back. Very different. So just because what you did week one looked great doesn't mean week two is the same formula. But they got to get after it, and you got to gang tackle number 22. And what Ed Oliver did in the fourth quarter, taking that ball away, you got to try to do that as well. Remember Ronnie Hickman saving a touchdown with that tackle on Chase Brown when he busted through the line, I believe, in the first quarter, right? You can't have Ronnie Hickman alone on Derrick Henry 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Because that's a bad matchup, and I love Ronnie, but even he would tell you that's a bad matchup.
Looking forward to Sunday, buddy. We will hear you, Nathan Zagura, Gerard Cherry during the game, and of course, watch Andrew on inside coverage on Yahoo Sports. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later.
Can I make a little smart guy comment real quick?
Go for it, smart guy.
Nice job by Tommy Rees in the offense in game one because they improved over last year's scoring average.
By point what?
0.8, I think.
0.8. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right, so that didn't go real well against the Cincinnati Bengals. What will happen against the Baltimore Ravens, a team that just gave up 41 to the Buffalo Bills? That might depend on who's at running back for the Browns. Quinshon Judkins, we believe, back in the building today. We've heard nothing otherwise. He was supposed to be back after his little meeting that was reportedly a little meeting in New York with a guy we call Raj.
Mm-hmm.
If Judkins plays on Sunday.
Raj. From What's Happening, Raj? Same guy?
Yeah.
With Rerun?
With Rerun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
And if he plays on Sunday, what might happen? What's he going to look like? How's it going to go? I'm anxious to see him. Tommy Rees is the new offensive coordinator, and he was asked about Quinshon Judkins and what might be ahead here for Quinshon and the Browns.
Definitely there's a good starting ground for him. You know, when you get into the stream of a season, the one positive is you're not trying to digest, you know, 7 or 8 installs like you would in training camp. You have a finite number of plays, you know, within a game plan. There will be carryover in terms of the terminology that you know. So for him, it's really focused on, all right, we have a new playbook for this week's opponent. Let's try to master that instead of saying, all right, well, here's our 7 installs of training camp. That's a little bit more daunting than one game plan. We got to see how he progresses, right? I mean, there's the physical part of it. There's the player's health part of it. There's the mental part of it. I mean, there's so many different aspects when you're looking to prepare a guy. We have a lot of trust in all the different facets of our organization that will help get him there. And, you know, we'll just monitor as it goes this week. And, you know, hopefully it reaps good benefit. But, you know, we'll take it one day at a time and see where it goes.
It's not promising anything. That's all there is to it. I mean, They can't create any expectations for him right now. Now, maybe in a couple of weeks, they might be like, you know what? We really believe in him, and obviously he's a big part of our offense, and we'll get him into the game, you know, any way possible and do whatever we need to do until he figures out exactly what his role is. And that's going to take a couple of weeks. I know they have a perceived notion of what his role is going to be, but you got to let him play, and you got to figure out how it shakes out. I mean, again, I think we all want, you know, Quinshon Judkins to jump out on the field on Sunday and have 150 yards and be like, oh, look at that, 3 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns. But the reality of that is just simmer down.
Simmer down? Is that how that goes?
It's the truth.
I'm anxious to see what it looks like with Quinshon Judkins. I'm also anxious to see not just him run the ball, Andy. I'm anxious to see what it is the Browns do with the running back position when he comes back. Is it Judkins and Sampson, and then Jerome Ford is the third back? Is it Judkins?
I don't know. What do you think it is? What's it going
to
be?
I think it's going to be Judkins and Sampson, probably with Jerome as the third back. The idea of Rocket Sanders, I think, is appealing, but I'll bet they can get him to the practice squad. I don't think you could get Jerome Ford back on the practice squad if you wanted to slide him back. I don't think that's doable. And so I'm okay with that. I also think it would be a rough situation to go with three rookie running backs. It's a position where I think you can get away with being a rookie more than most positions, but I don't want three of them. I wouldn't mind having Jerome there, but if you're gonna have Judkins active and Samson is active, I want those guys to get the ball more so than Jerome Ford. And I think we'll see that.
I think we know what Jerome Ford is. That's the, you know.
And that's not bad. That's not bad.
You need 2-3 yards. Okay, maybe, you know, or just.
He can bust a big one.
I also wonder that look we saw with Fannin at fullback last week. I wonder if they're going to pull that back out again this week.
I'm sure. You mean out of the Wildcat?
Yeah.
Taking a direct
snap? Yeah, where they took Joe and they. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Oh, I'll bet we don't see that this week.
No, but I bet you see Fannin lining up as a fullback.
They had a lot of motion. They had a lot of different looks. I wonder if you try and go downfield against Baltimore, if you think that's a bad idea. Kind of what I wonder on that.
So let's go back to the theory you had last week about Flacco. Do you try to throw downfield or do you take what the defense is giving you?
I take what the defense gives me, and if it happens to be a ball down the field, I send Isaiah Bond deep. I send Cedric Tillman deep. Send Jerry Judy deep. Tell him to hang on to the ball. LaVon is in Cleveland. Hello, LaVon.
Hey, LaVon.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How are you?
What's going on with you?
I'm all right. Last week, I gave the Browns the winning formula how to beat Cincinnati, and they choked.
Joe's not to listen to you.
Why didn't they listen, LaVon?
I said to the Browns, I'm like, Kev, man, why don't you call LaVon?
LaVon
stiffed you, man. He didn't call you. That's weak.
So I'm going to give you the winning formula how to beat Baltimore.
Good. Okay, here we go.
Ready.
Baltimore had two running people that you got to watch out for, Lamar and Henry. Okay. So Henry, you got to tackle him below the waist. You can't miss tackles. You can't do the one-arm tackle. You got to make sure you give him a good hit. And when he get tired, he can go out the game. See, Lamar, you let him run around a little bit, but you don't let him get carried away. He's going to have to go back in the huddle and call the play and watch out for Myles Garrett, and he's going to make some mistakes. So, Ward, watch out because you're going to be tired, and we need the defense to put the pressure on him, and that's how you're going to win. You got to put the pressure. And we need the kicker to be kicking right now because that last series, I'm like, hey, put Myles Garrett in the background. And go in for the touchdown. Everybody knew that they was going to go for the field goal, even Cincinnati. I'm like, they can't call a play to get it in the end zone? Put Myles Garrett. He was having a good day. But, hey, all right, that's how you win against Baltimore. Good luck.
All right, LaVon, thank you very much. Dan, can you cut that clip and send it to Kev?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about that.
All right, thank you. Alex is in Worcester. Alex.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And to you, Alex.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
So
Right. So, you know, I remember back in the day when we were playing against John Elway, you know, Moon and all them guys, and, you know, the frustration and the madness that is still just brewing in me. And it wasn't until today when I was watching ESPN and stuff like that, it's just, it came to me like, you know, just like smacked me in my face. You know, this is entertaining. This is like the WWF. And I started bringing in the madness and the frustration into my home when I should be doing the opposite. You know, when I go to a football game, enjoy being with my grandson, you know, drinking a nice cold Coke. And, you know, what's going on this weekend with Baltimore? I get it. I understand what they're doing. But at the end of the day, it is entertainment. Just like what you guys are doing. You know, you guys are entertaining everyone across, you know, might as well say, you know, just the United States, you know. You guys are entertaining. And once we lose that, you know, we go into this different bubble. So I love what you guys do, but the fans have to understand this is entertainment. This is entertainment. We don't wake up with that trophy. We just wake up entertained. And once we lose that, all hell just break loose, you know? I mean, like the fumble, you know, back in the day, you know? I mean, 1 yard line fumble. I mean, that was entertainment. You know, that was like pay-per-view money right there. So at the end of the day, I appreciate what you guys are doing, you know, entertain the hell out of people at home or on the radio or whatever. Trust and believe, I laugh. I want to laugh more than I want to be frustrated and bring madness. So with that, I just want to see you guys are doing a heck of a job. And, you know, go Browns and let's entertain.
There we go, Alex.
Alex, thank you very much. Alex, with some very sensible thoughts there. Dan, can you clip that one and send it to Fearless Leader? Thank you very much.
Are you going
to
drop that in your next negotiation? I got to tell you.
My next negotiation. Yeah. Hi, Phelps. We can give you a bottle of water. Great. I'm in. Thank you.
Wow.
I got water. What'd you get? Did you get water?
I got a rock.
You know what Bubba Ventrone got?
No. What did he get?
The same kicker that missed two last week.
Oh, that's great.
The Browns special teams coach spoke today. Topic of conversation, Andre Schmidt. Man who missed a 36-yarder, missed an extra point of 33 yards. Bubba with some kicker thoughts. This is the Browns special teams coach.
You know, he's done a really good job since he's been here from the end of last year on practice squad, from April all the way until this point. So we have a lot of confidence in him. Had a good practice yesterday. I have confidence that he's going to get it right. So
yes, it didn't sound.
Okay.
I have confidence that he's going to get it right. So
wow.
By the way, isn't it interesting that a guy who was like a defensive player who played special teams is the man in charge of guys who kick and punt the ball?
I have an idea.
Andre, you're a little off.
Can I tell you my ideas?
Here's
next
the way
segment.
I did it when I was in sixth grade.
I'm telling you, I have an idea for the Browns kicking problems. I don't think we have time to explain it right now.
Well, but no, we don't. But we're going to get to it in just a second.
Okay, good.
Next segment. Right, is that okay with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Right, we'll I have that. An idea. I have an epiphany today.
Ask and ask something.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That'll be good.
That'll be good.
Bubba had another thought on the kicker, Andre Schmidt. Apparently he didn't.
When that stuff happens, you miss a kick that impacts a game like that. I mean, obviously we know how he feels. And what's the best thing to do? I mean, you're going to support the guy that you believe in. So I think that it's important that he understands that we support him. And he also understands that we expect him to make his kicks. So I think that he's done everything in his power in the last 4 days to put it to bed, get back to work, and get the results we want.
That's Bubba Ventrone, Brown special teams coach. That's a nasty gig, Andy. Everything else on a football field, there are all kinds of factors, you know?
Right.
Offensive line. There are all kinds of different ways you can look at how they played and blah, 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 blah. Bubba just said, we expect him to make his kicks.
Yeah.
That's the most cut and dried position in the National Football League. Did you make the kick? No? You stink. Did you make the kick? Yay! Congratulations, you're the best. You didn't screw up the rest of the team's effort.
Good job. Good job.
It's a tough way to go. I will say I was left wanting more after the Browns game against the Bengals, and not because they lost. I just thought, are you on to something here? Is this something here? Because that defensive effort was great. That's why I can't wait to see him going up against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and Mark Andrews and all those guys. This could be, I think this will be telling. I think if the Browns go out and have a good defensive effort, I think we're going to be in store for better football than we thought we were going to be this year.
Okay.
Because that's a heck of an offense.
Yeah.
It's a heck of an offense.
Yeah, it is.
And you just shut down a heck of an offense. You do it 2 weeks in a row. That's called a shutdown the offense winning streak. It has happened before.
Oh, man. You're so good.
I'm sorry. Okay, now you had the answer to the kicking woes.
Yes.
I can't wait for this. See ball, kick ball. That's you. That's you.
I was going to say, is it better than the advice you've given previous? Because while good.
Here it is.
The only coaching you possibly can give a kicker is between the ears. You take ball, put ball on ground, put foot on ball, ball go through air.
There
good
it is.
Advice, accurate advice.
I mean, that's Baskin to me. That's Baskin. So if you've come up with something better, call Bubba Ventrone, because Bubba played on defense. He's not a kicker.
All right. Dan, tell me if you're with us.
You don't have it?
No, I have it. I have it.
All right, good.
All ears.
Diego Rossi.
Yes, the former player, the Spaniard? No, Italian. Yeah. Former Italian soccer player.
Right, who plays for.
Man U.
Columbus Crew.
Okay.
Same difference.
Now, you're Jimmy Haslam. Let's pretend you own this team.
Here we
right?
go.
You can't tell me, right, that somebody...
Uruguayan, I goofed on that one.
That's okay. Like, if you've got a professional soccer team, right...
Yes.
That plays 2 hours away.
Yes.
And you've got a professional football team that plays 2+ hours away. Why couldn't you take the best kicker with the strongest leg on your soccer team and throw him in on Sundays? Like what the MLS
this is
has,
a Coach Riz question more than it is a Dan Madigan question.
Somebody asked me yesterday, why can't we find a kicker? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, you know, if you're a really good kicker, you're probably playing soccer, aren't you?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Are the best kickers in America playing soccer? That's my first question, right?
Not necessarily.
There's probably people who can kick footballs and hate running. I mean, that's kind of the other side of soccer is you got to do a lot of running, a lot of cutting.
So why couldn't you go to the high school model of taking your best soccer player and letting them be your place kicker?
Because you mean like the Dallas Cowboys did?
Okay, there you go.
So
you know the story about Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey was an All-American at Notre Dame in soccer.
Yep.
And then played, I believe, in the MLS. And then got let go in the MLS. I think he played with Toronto. And he's sitting at home watching football. Not employed in pro sports. And his wife looks at him when they're watching the football game and says, can't you do that? Don't you think you could do that? I mean, you kicked. And he went, yeah, maybe. And he went out and tried and then hired a kicking coach, got a tryout with the Cowboys, and now he's considered one of the best kickers in the National Football League. And his swing is like Freddie Couples' golf swing. When Freddie has an iron in his hand, it's just nice and easy and loose, and it doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere, and this guy just booms it. There's your theory come to life, Andy.
I'm just saying, look, because, and help me with this, because I don't know if you know, I know they have Sunday Night MLS TV, right? So every once in a while, you might have a game that's on Sunday, you may have a little bit of conflict, right? So, that's a possibility that would happen. The season ends, what, mid-October?
Yeah, right about
so,
there.
And then the playoffs are early, or the finals are early December.
So you can have a kicker for half the season.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you have a... match that you think you can win without, you know, some player who's got a good leg, or you have some back, or you keep a kicker on your practice squad just in case the varsity kicker can't make it down. You know what I'm saying? Why not use the high school theory on this? Because, I say to you, who are the best kickers in our country? And they're probably soccer players.
So I think you are somewhat onto something, because I've always had this thought.
I was totally just random thinking this
morning. No. Yeah. I think you're looking at the wrong sport. That's the only thing.
What sport should I be looking at?
Rugby. I would look at rugby. And the reason is the oblong ball is already there. So you're used to and understand how an oblong ball flies. And you've seen now a couple punters that have found their way around the
game hammer.
Of football because
he was
Scottish, but yeah, he came from rugby.
Yeah, rugby. Okay.
I think rugby is where you need to look.
The NFL's always looked to soccer, going all the way back to the Gogolex. Pete and Charlie, when they came into the league and started the soccer style stuff.
Were they on Land of the Lost?
Don't believe so.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
But like, if that was the answer to the question, we would have solved it.
Yeah, but now we're in a unique position. Well, although the Hunts have always had a soccer team.
Right, exactly.
And then a football team.
A lot of it coincides. There's a decent amount of them that coincide.
If I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm calling down to the crew, and I'm like, hey, man, let's get one of these guys up here for a tryout.
Didn't the Clippers get into trouble here with Kawhi Leonard trying to get a guy to do two gigs? Thank you very much.
There's been more development in that story, too, for those of you who are hooked on the Pablo Torre finds out story on Kawhi Leonard, including possibly more money getting dumped into there to pay Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, fascinating
stuff. But I mean, I would look to rugby. I think rugby is your actual answer to this question more than it is soccer.
I mean, Diego Rossi has 13 goals this year.
Here's the better question. Now, how many times in a soccer game is the ball standing still? How many times in a soccer game is someone holding the ball?
All right. Let me go back. Can I go back to Brandon Aubrey?
Isn't this about strength and legs?
If I'm not mistaken, Brandon Aubrey played defense in soccer. He wasn't up front. He was in the back. And what's happening in the back? You're just booting the ball downfield as far as you can sometimes.
Not total. Only sometimes. When you got to clear it.
I said sometimes.
Most of the time, you're trying to play out of the back, so you're looking shorter passes.
Sometimes you're going to boom it.
Possibly up to the midfield. Only on like
ball
a dead
goes
run
out, you put it down, and you dead ball, and you clear it. Exactly.
But most of the time, that your goalkeeper's doing that anyway. If it's like a true, I need you to rear back and just, you know, wallop this bad boy, your goalkeeper's typically
bottom line.
They have great kickers under contract. They're just wearing black and gold down in Columbus. Yeah, let's throw a uniform on them Sundays and see what they can do.
Just because there's one doesn't mean that all can do it. I mean, this is the Shohei Ohtani thing all over again. There's got to be more of these guys. Well, where are they? The closest thing we had was Jack Caglione. Royals looked at him and went,
Chris Barr, college soccer players. Matt and Chris.
Okay, so now we're up to
Jan Stenerud when he wasn't skiing.
Okay, we're going back to black and white TV.
They were all soccer players. Thus, the soccer-style kicker.
I just don't
Lou Groza's going, hey, I'm hitting 59%. This is great.
I just don't think this is as simple as Andy going, hey, buddy, get in the car.
There's
we got
Mark
somewhere
Moseley.
To be.
I'm backing him up. I agree with you.
I would go to rugby. I think rugby is your answer.
You know what I would go to?
Are the best kickers in rugby or are they in soccer?
I mean, there's good kickers in both.
I'm just saying.
I think the best kickers of a football.
Can't find a kicker in football. Why not look at a sport where they kick all the time?
Like college football? Can we not talk about the best place to find an NFL kicker? Might be in college football, a kicker? Rather than, hey, I know you run around in shorts kicking that funny ball that's kind of oblong. Move to the United States. We'll put you up and teach you how to kick this thing. You don't need to.
I mean,
just find one. There are tons of, you only need 32, for God's sake. Find one. 32. It's all you need.
Am I wrong?
You don't need a backup. You don't need a backup. There got to be 32 guys in the country who can go out and make about 75% of their kicks. 85. Whatever. Find one. It's not that difficult. Dustin Hopkins has been eating humble pie since he got cut. Bring him back.
There's 30 MLS teams.
Stop.
And
stop. Every big time college football team has a decent kicker.
This isn't. Yeah.
Find the one that's good and bring him in here after he doesn't get drafted next year.
I don't think it's. if it was as simple as what we've done in high school for so long, then we would solve this problem.
I mean, I see this kid. I'm watching this kid kick every once in a while, and he was really, really good soccer player, still is. And he's kicking 55 yarders. I'm watching him in practice.
Good. Put him on an NFL field. Yards. If he's good, we'll sign him.
In high school.
I mean, exactly. There's got to be more to this than that simple. I mean, it seems like one of those, like, I'm an Occam's razor person, which is the idea that the simplest solution is typically the solution. This feels like one of those simplest solutions that we have tried more times than we can count, and it's still we don't have the solution. So there's got to be more to it.
Will's in green. Hello, Will.
Will, Sockatoo.
What's up? Love the show. So, you're not pulling a kicker. You're not pulling a keeper out of an MLS team. It is a completely different, Liam Neeson says, a different set of skills when you're a keeper and when you're a kicker.
I didn't say anything about being a keeper. I don't need a goalie.
Didn't have to be a keeper.
Yeah, I'm not saying I need a goalie.
Well, that's what you're going to want because they're the ones with the strongest foot that can kick the ball like a soccer field. You know, a pitch is 120 yards long.
And by the way, they
are. Well, thank you.
Well, that's true, too. And they're also hitting a stationary object.
Brandon Aubrey was a defender.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Incorrect.
They don't place the ball. Goalkeepers don't ever place the ball down and kick it? Am I wrong?
They do, but it is different. But the normal.
They would do it more than a regular outfield player would, right?
They would do – no, they drop kick the ball more than they do set it on the ground.
Bro, you just made a better argument. Now we bring him in and let him drop kick.
We can do the drop kick.
Yeah, now we got 3 points coming.
There you go, Will.
Good job, man.
It's not – high school is different than college, than NFL. You're not going to do – like, if you're going to get a kicker like that, you're going to go to rugby. That's where you're going to – you're not going to get a soccer player to come – in the NFL. It's a different game.
All right, Will.
Will, man. Thank you very much.
Good man, Will. You're a good man.
Will's got Will had the, but there's a tinge of soccer arrogance in his voice.
I can't.
You know what I'm talking about.
I can't wait until.
I respect it, but he's like defending his sport, man. Don't be talking about my sport that way. I get it.
All I know is that, you know, these rugby style kickers in the NFL now have just taken over the game in the last 30 years. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are called soccer style kickers, aren't they, Andy?
Wow. Ouch. Ouch. Rugby style punting makes
more sense.
We're looking
for outside the box ideas.
Of course.
And look, Andy had one. Andy had one.
Yes, Haslam's got a full roster of football players. He's got a full roster of soccer players.
Hey, everybody, hop in the minivan for juice boxes and you can kick for the big boy team.
Bro, that is soccer blasphemy right there. Look at that. What are you going to throw some powdered donuts to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.